Canmore, Millennium Field was used for target practice for the Canmore Wolverine soccer boys on Monday, May 16. The Wolverines, 2-1-1, blasted the Notre Dame Collegiate Timberwolves, 5-0, dominating the ball, shots and time spent in the attacking zone as the local high school team captured its second straight victory. "We were looking to build confidence," said Wolverines assistant coach Lane Hamilton. "Our boys came ready to play. It was a little bit of a slow start, but they picked it up and played clean and managed to get a few goals our way, which is nice." Wolverines Marcos Gomariz Moreno and Quinn Webster each scored two goals and Zev Hoyer found the back of the net on a penalty kick. Scoring opportunities were constant for the hungry hometown crew, ringing shots off the crossbar and forcing the T-Wolves goalkeeper to be in a non-stop fitness routine for 90 minutes. "Coming up, games will be tougher and that's what we've been working on, is keeping mentally ready for the full 90 minutes," said Hamilton. Midfielder Gomariz Moreno got things rolling for the Wolverines, scoring on the rebound of his penalty kick, his first of two in the half. "I was nervous, for the penalty kick, because it could have been my first goal of the season, so I was like, I have to focus on this," said Gomariz Moreno. "I was going to shoot and I see the goalkeeper was going to the place I shoot, so I had to catch the rebound and I trusted myself and I got a goal." Minutes later, Webster made it 2-0 for Canmore as the T-Wolves began to fade on both sides of the ball. After it was 3-0, Wolverine Hoyer was tripped by a defender he beat as he dribbled toward the goalkeeper. Hoyer made no mistake on his penalty kick, increasing the lead to 4-0 at the half. After the break, Webster scored a second goal to make it a commanding 5-0 advantage. The Wolverines continued to pepper the T-Wolves with shots and constant pressure until the final whistle. "Canmore is perfect at home to start the season. I think throughout the season we have been playing really well," said Gomariz Moreno. "We lost one game and we were not focused in the game, but the rest of the games we've been playing really good." Up next, the Wolverines are at home for its next two games starting Wednesday, May 18, against Holy Trinity Knights. Kickoff is at 4:30 p.m. next Wednesday, May 25. The team returns to Millennium Field against Foothills Composite Falcons. Kickoff is 4:30 p.m.